I'm standing inside Totem Hall at Sitka National Historical Park. It's a little echoey in here. That's because the ceilings, they're about 30 feet high. Sun is streaming through the windows, but it's cold in here.
The environment in here really mirrors the outside environment. We do not have any heat or humidification going on in this part of the facility.
That's the park's museum curator, Kelsey Lutz. She oversees the park's collection of more than 30 totem poles. Most of them are outside along the park's trail system. The oldest ones, though, are stored here inside Totem Hall.
They are used to being outside in that kind of wet environment and kind of a cool environment. So this is really perfect for the wood.
Poles tower over us, so tall you have to crane your neck to see the tops of them. There is one, though, that you actually have to look down to see. Lutz invites me back to take a look.
Yeah, feel free to come in here.
It's got some traffic cones.
A couple of bright orange traffic cones work as dividers between the pole and museum patrons. Behind them lies a totem pole in two sections.
So the Raven Shark pole that has come back is the original pole.
That's Angie Richman. She's the chief of interpretation at the park. The Raven Shark pole at our feet was carved in Kloak over 100 years ago. Richman says it was donated to Alaska's governor at the time.
So just a year after it was donated, it went to St. Louis for the 1904 Louisiana Purchase Exposition, so also known as the World's Fair.
It was also shown at the World's Fair in Oregon in 1905, brought back to Sitka for a few decades, and then went back out on the road for the New York World's Fair in 1964.
And in 1978, due to just the deterioration, that was when it was taken off the trail and moved inside.
And it's been inside ever since, most recently in the atrium of the Anchorage Museum, where the pole stood on display for 30 years. In the late 70s, when the original pole was moved inside, a replica of the Raven Shark pole was carved and folded into the forest along Totem Trail here in Sitka.
The trail loops around the coastline, and sometimes there's a break in the trees like there is here where the Raven Shark replica pole stands. You can see out on the ocean, and it's just spectacular.
Wet snow is falling and forming puddles on the trail today. I'm here with Tommy Joseph. He's a Tlingit wood carver originally from Ketchikan.
My first opportunity to work with a knife on a piece of wood was in the third grade, 8 years old.
Since then, Joseph says he's carved 40 or so full-size totem poles. He stopped counting after 30.
Totem poles, well, they're a visual tool for telling a story, somebody's story about who they are, where they're from, what they're all about. Some are grave markers or mortuary memorial poles.
Others are commemorative, like the centennial pole Joseph carved for Sitka National Historical Park's 100th anniversary. But as Joseph says, they all tell stories. The Raven Sharks is one of two clans coming together. That's the Raven and the Shark clans. Since its carving over a century ago, the pole has told that story to onlookers around the country. But curator Kelsey Lutz says this will be its final home. It could be a few months before the pole stands upright in Totem Hall. Until then, Lutz says they'll focus on the pole's presentation.
Well, hopefully we'll upgrade the traffic cones to something more museum appropriate.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Russell.